I'm Roz Larman with Peter Cutler at the controls from the Longhouse, Northridge, California, USA. Our guests are Uncle Earl.
Is it how I lost you? Love, I lost my one true. Every place I wanted to go, been there. Everything I had enough to share. Never worried, only wondered what to wear. Every place I wanted to go, been there. Is it how up on the mountain and the view's long, but is it how I lost you?
One True, that's from the new album, right? Waterloo, Tennessee, on Rounder Records.
That's right, and it's one that the whole group wrote together with the help of our good friend Eric Merrill, who's a fiddler out in Boston.
You want to introduce everybody?
Sure. The person doing the introductions here is myself.
Abigail
My
Washburn.
My name is Abigail Washburn, and I play the banjo, and I sing vocal. And I sing vocal. Does that work? I do some singing.
Absolutely.
Vocally. next to me, to my left, is Kristen Andreasen. She plays guitar, ukulele, fiddle, her feet, most importantly, actually. She's was a professional dancer for a number of years with the Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble. And on the bass, We are very lucky to have a woman who's usually on the road doing her own solo stuff. She's a fiddler. She has coined the term drum and chop indie pop. You should check her stuff out. She's Laura Crazy Cortese on the bass. On the fiddle, she's one of the finest old-time fiddlers around. Probably everybody in the band's favorite, actually, who isn't dead.
Oh, yeah.
She's currently from Asheville, North Carolina. She has a bunch of her own albums that are incredible, and she's become legendary at a very young age. Please make her welcome, radio audience. This is Raina Gellert.
Yeah.
And on the mandolin to my right, she's also going to be playing lead guitar from time to time. She's just an incredible woman, incredible musician. She's from Lyons, Colorado. If you're ever out there on a Tuesday night, you should go to the Oscar Blues Jam because you'll see her there leading the charge with at least five groups jamming at one time. This is Miss Casey Groves. She did just bow, actually, or curtsy.
That was a curtsy.
It was a curtsy.
Casey Groves, you originally started Uncle Earl, didn't you?
I did.
I have those records, by the way.
Oh, the very first Uncle Earl record?
Yes.
Yeah, I recorded that one in Michigan right before I decided to move to Colorado. And I think that was the year 2000. And it was with a friend of mine, Joe Serapair. And I think the album's called She Went Upstairs.
That's right, yeah.
I liked that album.
I did, too. I played a lot of it. So you have two records out now. You have She Waits for Night. And the new one, Waterloo, Tennessee, on Rounder Records.
Those are official releases on Rounder, there's a few before that, actually.
If you count Chewing Upstairs, I guess it's three Uncle Earl records. And then we did a couple EPs, Raise a Ruckus and Going to the Western Slope. And those are, I think, these days are only available on digital download. But those are fun little collections of tunes and songs, too.
How do you all get together when you're all different parts of the United States?
We have a lot of frequent flyer miles.
We do.
I thought you have a conference call and you all practice together or something.
We've done that.
We do that too.
We do the conference calling too. And everybody, I think, is now finally hooked into Skype, so I'm afraid to see what happens now. We might have four-way Skyping.
We once had a jam from England to the States on Skype.
What is Skype? Explain that to the audience.
Oh, it's an internet way of communicating that... you can link up simultaneously and talk with voice and pictures. So I think the person we were playing with figured out exactly what the lag time was from Nashville to the UK. It was playing banjo on our song, sort of purposefully delaying. I think he was playing behind the beat and it all sounded perfect. It was very hysterical. We left. But we haven't gotten into that kind of high-tech rehearsing yet. Mostly we just get together right before a tour like we did on this tour. We went for a little retreat at Abby's family has a beach house in Oregon, and we went and spent 3 days there just to play. We have to do that kind of thing.
That sounds like fun.
It is.
Now, all of you have different solo projects. Laura has her solo project. So most of you have solo records besides Uncle Earl.
That's
Abigail has one on Network.
That's right.
Traveling Daughter, yeah.
I've gotten to do the folk scene show before.
That's right.
Yeah. Everybody does. Kristen has a new album out called Kiss Me Hello with an award-winning song from the John Lennon Songwriting Competition on it called Crayola Doesn't Make a Color for Your Eyes. Casey has a couple of awesome albums, largely bluegrass-influenced and with many great bluegrass players on them. And Raina's got those solo albums that now have become legendary. We were just in Berkeley.
I was going to tell the same story.
Yeah, you tell it.
No,
it's good.
Well, we were actually having tea at a monastery in Berkeley, which is another story. And the monk had a friend who is playing clawhammer guitar. Am I right?
Clawhammer guitar,
which is an interesting concept unto itself. And he had made a record that I think the majority of the tracks on it were learned from one of Raina's albums. So we were joking. This was picking on Raina Gellert. Do you know those records they make in Nashville where they get bluegrass musicians to do, you know, picking on the Police, picking on you too? This was picking on Raina Gellert on clawhammer guitar. Everybody knows her tunes.
Do you want to do another song, tune, whatever?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
This is another one off of our new album. It's called The Last Goodbye.
Lock up the door, throw away the key. You'll get no more love from me. Don't you know my name won't always be the same? Lie. the day. Behind the door, beneath your feet, stepping on a heart that beats. I'm nearly 21, my race has only just begun.
Uncle Earl, and that's from the most recent album, Waterloo, Tennessee, on Rounder Records, and you can find them at Uncle Earl, EARL.net, and you can get the records from their website. I'm sure you can find them in most stores, because Rounder Records does appear in a lot of record stores. This is Folksy, and I'm Roz Larman. How did you guys get together?
Well, I think the common denominator is that we all knew Casey Groves, who lives in Colorado, and we all met at some kind of fiddle festival or old-time music convention of some kind. And I think one of the cool things about this band is we all started playing music for fun. We started playing in jams or at house parties, and I don't think any of us initially had the intent of being professional performers when we picked up our instruments. And we just had a lot of fun playing together, and Casey had the idea that we'd have this all-woman band and that people would like it. And we started playing, I think, with the idea it would still be a hobby. We would do a couple of shows a year and have fun hanging out, and it just took off. People were into it, so we've been spending more and more time on the project because it's working.
See what happens with a hobby?
Exactly.
Gets out of hand.
It's dangerous to have a hobby.
It's very
like this
dangerous.
Radio program.
Yeah, then you turn your hobby into your work and
it becomes
slightly
over.
Different thing.
It
you
does
have to work.
Change.
You have to work. Then you have to work at keeping your hobby fun.
You have to work at making some money, too, I would
imagine. Yeah,
that too. That'd be nice, yes.
Yeah. So it goes from being a hobby to being, 12-hour car rides between load-ins and sound checks and, in and out of hotels. And
do any of you write, or do you mostly do old-time kind of tunes, or you bring tunes to the band, or how does that work?
We all do write. We draw from traditional repertoire, and then we all also write stuff individually, and we write stuff as a group, so it's a mix.
Now, your first album was produced by Dirk Powell.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get...
Yay, Dirk!
Yeah. How'd you get to John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin, of all things?
John likes old-time music these days. Go figure. It's something that he's interested in, and he was traveling around the States one summer. He was actually kind of following our friend Chris Thiele around, who plays mandolin with the group Nickel Creek, and I think John was interested in bluegrass and was playing the mandolin, which he's always played. I guess he played some mandolin on some of the old Zeppelin records. And John's just a really diverse musician. He's gone through different periods when he was interested in all kinds of different world musics. And yeah, this was the summer of bluegrass. And then I think he heard Raina playing and maybe met Abby at Merlefest and went over to the old time side. He kind of defected. And we were just thinking of people who could produce our next record and throwing out, the dream names, and thought John Paul Jones was a long shot. But we had met him at the Rocky Grass Festival in Colorado as a band. He actually sat in with us for an evening of music at a bar. We were playing there, and we thought, John Paul Jones should produce our record. There's no way he'll say yes, but we'll ask him. And Raina sent him an email, and he wrote back that if he believed in fate, you might think it was fate, that he had just purchased our album at a Tower Records in London, I think a couple days earlier, mm-hmm. and was listening to. This was the Dirk Powell album. So he said, sure, I'll produce your record.
And that was Kristen talking, in case you want to know who's speaking.
That was.
And our guests are Uncle Earl, and they record for Rhonda Records. And do you enjoy the studio process?
Love it.
Yeah.
We had insane amounts of fun mm-hmm. making Waterloo, Tennessee.
We did.
We have a zillion little video clips of us just giggling like mad.
You can see it on our website.
Yeah, the making of
a little montage.
It was way more fun than it should have been, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can blame John Paul Jones for a lot of that.
Yeah. He's just as silly as us.
You probably don't get much done.
Good point.
Somehow an album got made, but we aren't sure exactly how that happened, because all I remember is laughing for about a month.
Well, now that you have two records out, do you have plans for a third one coming up?
We're not quite sure what the third one's going to be.
Top secret.
I mean, yes, we will record another album.
Eventually,
we will
do that.
When.
We have some new material we're working on, and the next thing we're going to release is actually a video. We made a music video. And that's a first time for us. And we called in a bunch of dancers. This music that we play, traditionally it's dance music. And, a lot of the fiddle tunes were meant to be danced to. And on stage, we do a little bit of dancing in our show. But we decided our contribution to the music video world would be to bring in some cloggers. And then it just sort of, the idea spun out of control from there. We decided to have clogging to the one song on our album, which Abigail sings in Chinese, a language in which she is fluent. And then, to top it all off, we would stage it in a Chinese restaurant, because the lyrics to the song are all about food and fatty pork. And then, to top it all off, we would have this kung fu theme. So we have these cloggers having a kung fu battle in a Chinese restaurant. And that is literally going to come out probably in a day or two from the moment that we're in the studio. So by the time this airs, there will be a clogging kung fu video linked from our website, and you can go check that out. So that's been our big project, actually, from this summer. We put that together, and we hope to be doing more with dance.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So I think a good place to go is www.uncleearl.net to check that out. By the time you hear this program, it will be in full effect.
Mm-hmm.
Kung fu clogging.
Look out.
So we can only see it from your website?
You'll probably be able to see it all over the place, maybe YouTube. But
we're hoping it will be yeah. other places on
we can
the internet.
Guarantee that our website will tell you how to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. How about another tune?
Not bad.
Oh,
Our guests are Uncle Earl, this is Folk Scene, and I'm Roz Larman. With all your diverse backgrounds, do you have trouble getting together and deciding what you're going to do?
Oh, you mean on musically?
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting question, because we do all come from fairly different places. Relative to people who are in the folk scene, we come from different places relative to the rest of the world. People would never know. But yeah, we all grew up in different situations with different, you know, Raina, for example, grew up with her parents both being very involved in old time music. They were even in a band together when she was young. She started going to Cliff Top at a pretty young age. And I, on the other hand, learned about old time music in college. So I didn't get hip to this stuff until a lot later on. But in terms of combining our different backgrounds to make music, it doesn't feel that difficult. It's more a matter of just enjoying the spirit of community and making music together and sort of being vulnerable and reaching to a middle place, and it doesn't feel that hard.
Yeah, we don't really force it. We just sort of make space for what where the common ground is, and then we work from there.
So you each bring different tunes, songs to the band? I mean, you each come up with some other ideas and stuff like that?
Yeah. I think if you listened to our solo projects, you would find a lot of difference. You would hear what each of us do when we're on our own, but when we come together, for whatever reason, it seems like we each know the kinds of songs and tunes that would work in this band, and this band has a really different sound than anybody's solo project. I think you can genuinely say it's a synergistic combination of what we do on our own. I can't think of too many examples where somebody brought a song and the rest of us said, no way, we're not going to do that in this band.
It's happened a couple times.
It has happened a couple times, but...
I brought that airport convention song. You guys all laughed at me.
You're
right.
Okay, true enough. I think we've all brought things that got nixed. But once they make it past the first selection process, I would say, first round of eliminations, then it's more a question of, okay, how do we make this song sound like Uncle Earl? And we're going for trying to have some sort of cohesive sound when it all comes out the other end of the, you know, transformation machine.
Mm-hmm. So you all get along just fine with each other, I would imagine.
Yeah, they're okay.
That's it, just okay. Huh?
we do spend a lot of time laughing.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a very notable thing about this band.
Yeah, I think it's pretty unusual how much fun we have on the road.
Do you all travel together?
When we can.
Yeah. We travel together. We all have different taste in men. I think this is an important thing. We absolutely never get a crush on the same guy.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I think most of us are paired up now. So in the beginning, you know, this is a significant thing in an all-girl band. What if we were having fights, you know, all the time over like being in love with the same dude? It just wouldn't work. But
there's been a lot of comments like, "You think he's cute?"
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. How to start a girl band? Make sure you don't get crushes on the same people.
Our guests are Uncle Earl. This is Folk Scene, and I'm Roz Larman, and you're listening to KPFK Los Angeles. You want to do another song?
This next song is our cover of a pop song from the 1830s. It's about a contemporary figure of that time, Napoleon Bonaparte. And his story was fascinating to people, especially in Ireland and the States. There were lots of ballads written about Bonaparte for various reasons. He was almost idolized in both countries, you know, at the same time as recognizing that he was cruel. The wars that he waged caused a lot of death, but for some reason, maybe it was just the sheer humanness of his story and how he eventually ended up dying as an exile on the island of St. Helena. He spent 6 years there alone. And St. Helena is this very rocky, small island way down south in the Atlantic Ocean. It's off the coast of Angola. We had to look at it on Google Earth when we were making this record to find out where exactly St. Helena was. And it's currently a British military base, so you can't even zoom in that close on Google Earth. It just looks all fuzzy, but we imagine it to be this wild and rocky location where Bonaparte spent his last days, and people were fascinated by that, and they wrote stories about him. And this one was originally printed in a book called The Forget-Me-Not Songster in 1835 in the States. And people were singing about Bonaparte right after he died, so that's why we consider it a pop song, but here we are doing it very, very, very many years later in our own way.
And we're that gonna, song made its way into the social harp tradition, right? So we ended up finding a version of this for the social harp from the social harp repertoire and sticking it right at the front of this song on our album, and we're going to do that here now, too.
Yeah, social harp being an American singing tradition from the 19th century, and there were songs written in a book. There's the social harp and the sacred harp and maybe some other books, and singing teachers composed a melody and harmonies to go with it, and the harmonies are really interesting. They're not necessarily what, they don't follow the rules of bluegrass harmony, for instance, that we would consider with a tenor part and a baritone part, and Lord forbid you double a note or sing a dissonant note. These are some kind of crazy harmonies, and anyway, we learned this song out of a book, and we arranged it.
Bonaparte is away from his wars and his fighting. He has gone to a place he can take no delight in. He may list to the wind or the great Mount Diana, while alone he remains on the Isle of St. Helena. Has gone to a place he can take no delight in. He may sit there and dwell on the glories he's seen, oh, while alone he remains on the Isle of St. Helena. Wars like the great Alexander. He sees his victories and how fleeting they all were, while his eyes are on the waves that surround. Thank you.
And you could find that on their most recent album, Waterloo, Tennessee, and that's Uncle Earl. And this music seems to be becoming a big revival going on in old-time music with the Crooked Jades and the Ducks and the all these bands that are coming out playing old-time music.
Well, you've been around the folk scene for a little while, right?
Yes.
Did you see the last folk revival? Like, do you feel like you know the history of it? And
you mean the 60s, the folk scare of the 60s?
Exactly.
Does it seem anything like that?
God forbid, no. Three chords and a capo and you're a folk singer. Give me a break. This is a lot more interesting.
Sweet.
Well, there does seem to be a lot of interest in, you know, older traditional musics and root music and roots music. And it is an amazing, fun scene to be a part of.
It is so fun.
With all these other string bands running around. And
it's like this traveling family. We go to from festival to festival and we're like, oh my gosh, the Ducks are going to be there, the Mammals are going to be there, oh my gosh, Crooked Still. You know, it's like so fun.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a revival. Mm-hmm. The Hackensaw Boys.
Hackensaw Boys.
Yeah, the Hackensaw.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
Old Crow Medicine Show.
The Gatanias.
Yeah, there's a lot of a revival going on in the music. It's great. I love this music. Which is meant to be dance music, but it's, you know, it's just fun to listen to. It's a great kind of music to explore.
It's basically carnies with instruments.
Carnies with instruments?
And it's fun. Every festival we show up, we look at the program when we're on the way and figure out who's going to be there and who we haven't seen in a while. And it's always a fun little reunion. And the hotel rooms are fun at night because there's always jam sessions.
Always jam sessions going on, yeah. Yeah, that's what's fun about festivals, all the jam sessions that go on at night. That's great. It's a great music. It's a lot of fun to listen to, and I'm glad to see the revival going on again.
Yeah, and if you're sitting at home and you've been thinking about starting to play an instrument, this is not an exclusive movement. This is very much folk. It's folk music for the people, so everybody should just start learning some instruments and come into the festivals. It's really fun.
Our guests are Uncle Earl. I'm Roz Larman. This is Folk Scene with Peter Cutler at the controls. And you got another song, tune for us?
Yeah, this is an old song from Kentucky. And we decided to put it on our album because it's unusual to find an old-time song where nothing horrible happens to anyone.
No one died this
No one dies. Oh, okay. And, yeah, it's just a real sweet little song about a girl who gets courted by various guys, but she likes her little carpenter the best.
I'll tell to you a new song 'tis lately been made of a little carpenter who courted a fair He courted her, he courted her, he loved her as his life. Oftentimes he'd asked her if she would be his wife. Along come an old man, he come from Noah's Ark. To travel and going in the dark. I can't fancy you, old man. You look so old and grim. Oh, my little carpenter, oh, what's become of him? He gave me a handkerchief or so the people say. He gave me a golden ring to talk with him again. Oh, my little carpenter, oh, what what's become of him.
Another song from the tradition, a little Carpenter traditional song. There's a lot of neat tunes out there, and a lot of them come from the Celtic tradition as well, from the Irish and Scottish. Do you guys do anything that's kind of Celtic at all?
Yeah. There's a song on our first album called Willie Taylor actually an Irish song. And a lot of these fiddle tunes are certainly traceable. I mean, we do the old-time versions, but a lot of them are traceable back to the Irish versions.
Yeah, that's right. Willie Taylor is an Irish song, by the way. And you're also known as the Girls, right?
The Girls.
The Girls. The Girls.
There's an apostrophe in there.
Yeah.
We're not sure where that came from. It was the band's only argument was everyone thought they had thought of that.
And, well, I spent some time with Ken Irwin a couple weeks ago, and he insists that they started it, so...
we'll arm wrestle.
You can take it up with him when you see him. Our guests are Uncle Earl. You got another one for us?
Well, we're going to do one by request.
Your request, Roz.
Oh, great.
By request, Roz.
It's the least we could do to play you a tune. So we're going to do another one off of Waterloo, Tennessee. This one is called Black Eyed Susie.
Where'd you learn this one, Ray?
I actually, this is one of those old standard fiddle tunes that everyone's heard a million times if they've been around the music, but when I went to learn it on the fiddle, I was really basing it on having gotten it stuck in my head after being at a dance. It was a square dance in Asheville, North Carolina, where I was dancing with Mike Seeger, and he was singing along because they were playing Black Eyed Susie, and he was singing along through the whole dance, and it totally got stuck in my head. So I kind of learned it from Mike Seeger singing it during his square dance.
Thank you.
lucky for doing that. I love that tune. That's a fun old-time tune. Raina, you live actually in a hotbed of old-time music in North Carolina.
I do. I'm lucky.
There's a lot of fiddlers down there.
There are, indeed.
Did you move down there particularly because of all the music?
Sort of. I moved down there to go to school at Warren Wilson College, which is right outside of Asheville. And part of the reason that I wanted to go there so bad was because there was so much music and dance in that area.
Yeah, there is.
And it was pretty exciting to me to think about being around that much music. And I actually didn't realize before I went what I was getting into, because classes swiftly became a low priority.
Yeah, a lot of old-time music in North Carolina, a lot of bluegrass music as well.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're going to have Martha Scanlon with Trevor and Travis Stewart on, you were saying.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have them in to the studio soon. So they're good North Carolina buddies of mine.
Yeah. Our guests are Uncle Earl. I'm Roz Lerman. This is Folk Scene. We have time. I think we have. How many tunes do you have left? How many songs? Two?
Mm-hmm.
You want to do those two?
That'd be great.
Okay, let's try for those
Casey
two.
Casey brought this next one to Ben because she wanted a coal mining song here.
I had to dig deep for this one.
Oh.
It'll be kind of like a quiz for the listeners. They can try to see if they recognize where it came from.
One, two, three, four.
First and fall over when the atmosphere is less than perfect. Your sensibilities are shaken by the slightest defect. You live your life like a canary in a coal mine. You get so dizzy even walking in a straight line. Canary in a coal mine. Canary in a coal mine. You say you want to spend the winter in Parenza. You're so afraid to catch a dose of it.
Want to share where that came from?
That's a song by The Police.
Okay, I knew it was familiar.
Yeah, we played at a really amazing sort of rock and other sort of festival in Tennessee this summer called Bonnaroo.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive festival and mostly rock music, and The Police were headlining. So in honor of them, we worked that one up.
Did you do it at the festival, too?
We did.
Did they comment?
The police came in a chopper, I think, about 10 minutes before their set, with the sirens blazing, just like, Got lowered in yoga poses.
Cops. We had these kind of fantasies, I think, going to this festival. We'd be hanging backstage with Sting, you know, at the salad bar, drinking the coffee, you know, the backstage coffee out of the paper cups and chilling out. How was your set, man?
Yeah.
What do you mean, and we were?
We did hang out backstage. There was no doubt about it. We were hanging backstage. In fact, we were probably the only group of musicians, other than the Biscuit Burners, who were there too, that understood the concept of jamming casually.
Jamming casually.
We didn't have to plug anything in. Yeah. Like, yeah.
So we sort of became the zoo animals of the festival. Rock bands would come over and look at us and say, "What are they doing? These instruments that seem to function on their own without electricity."
Yeah, but Sting never stopped by.
No, he didn't. Sting didn't come up with his jaw harp or anything like that. I was hoping.
We did have John Paul Jones, though. So.
We did. We had a genuine rock star in our jam circle.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Another reason for people to walk by and point and stare.
Before we do the last song, I want to introduce everybody again.
I'm Abigail Washburn, banjo and vocals.
Kristen Andreasen, guitar, vocals, and banjo ukulele.
Laura Crazy Cortese on bass. Ow! And occasionally vocals.
This is Raina over here, Raina Gellert, playing the fiddle.
I'm KC Groves, and I'm playing the mandolin and the guitar. And I sing a little bit, too.
That's great. Do you want to tell them what you discovered when you came in here?
I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about the secret location of the studio?
Yeah, that's okay. We mention it all the time on the air, so it's cool.
Well, yeah. So it's Wendy Waldman's house.
And she came in and looked at me and says, "You got Wendy Waldman albums?" I said, "This is not my house. It's Wendy's house."
And I said, "She's my cousin."
That's Raina talking, by the way.
I haven't seen her since I was 12.
And she's 13 now.
You had to dye your hair purple.
Right. It hasn't happened yet, though. But every time I think about dyeing my hair, I'm like, you know, one time I met my dad's cousin, Wendy, when I was a kid, and she had this purple streak in her hair, and I thought she was so cool. I should do that with my hair. And anyway, so I just got to re-meet my cousin, Wendy.
Well, that's great.
It was a tearful reunion.
Yeah, I saw that, yes.
I was in shock, and she said she was not surprised at all.
Because the universe works that way.
So what are we going to do for the last song, tune, whatever?
Well, this is a fiddle tune called Doctor Doctor, and it's one that actually I learned from Trevor Stewart, who's going to be in here playing with Martha Scanlon, and he learned it off of a recording of my dad playing this tune. So this is a true folk process kind of tune. I learned it from Trevor, who learned it from my dad.
Did your dad learn it from Wendy?
We can say that just for, you know, for the sake of the story. So.
This has been so much fun. I'm so glad you all stopped by. And you got to see your cousin after so many years, you know. So it was nice, too. That was an added bonus. Thank you all for dropping by. We really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having us.
So much fun, yeah. This has been Folkscene. I'm Roz Larman from the Longhouse, Northridge, California, USA, with Peter Cutler at the controls. Our thanks to Wendy Walman for the use of the Longhouse. I'm Roz Larman.